The Osgood File, sponsored in part by UBS, a global financial firm available in two locations, everywhere and right next to you. You and us. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here it is, almost August, almost a month since the Mexican election, and the top two candidates are still fighting over who won, proving once again that everybody wants to be like America. More after this from Charlie. Once upon a time, Mexico was the kind of democracy that only pretended to give voters a choice. The same party always won. But all that has changed now. Mexico has genuine contested elections, and none as contested as the last one. Eight candidates were on the ballot July 2nd, the top two being conservative Felipe Calderón of the National Action Party, whose slogan was, "So we can live better," and leftist Andrés Manuel López Obrador of the Alliance for the Good of All party, whose slogan is, "For the good of all, first the poor." As the election drew closer, opinion polls showed Obrador and Calderón tied. 8 days before the election, when by law no further polling is allowed, the race was still too close to call. Initially, Obrador had the edge, but as the counting continued, he fell behind and now stands 240,000 votes behind Calderón. And he refuses to concede. He says a recount will expose fraud in the voting and has called for his supporters to build permanent protest camps in Mexico City to cripple the capital until the election tribunal declares a winner or just annuls the election. And if this makes the traffic in Mexico City even worse than it already is, well, he's sorry about that, he says, but this is too important to ignore. Can you imagine? So let's look at the democracy scorecard, shall we? Hamas wins on the West Bank, eventually kidnaps an Israeli soldier. Hezbollah wins in southern Lebanon, decides to top Hamas by kidnapping two Israeli soldiers, starting a war. And now the Mexican election ends up so close that it goes to a court and one of the candidates is trying to paralyze Mexico City. Someone is playing a cruel joke on us here. Well, at least in Mexico's case, if we have to build another democracy, they're way closer, and I hear the border's really easy to cross. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Monday, July 31st, 2006.